Plant disease diagnostic highlights, carpenter bees, tobacco concerns, and planting date considerations for corn, especially with the delays we've had, will be the primary topics for this week's Extension Service Update. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Now, the following plant disease highlights from the University of Kentucky's Diagnostic Disease Laboratories. Now, the recent samples show that agronomic crops have included lepto leaf spot, alfalfa weevil injury on alfalfa, leaf streak on orchard grass, powdery mildew on wheat, and frog eye leaf spot on tobacco transplants, which is very uncommon. On fruit and vegetable crops, we have diagnosed and seen phimopsis, leaf blight, anthracnose, crown rot, and fruit rot, common leaf spot, and the black rot root complex on strawberries. In addition to that, we've also seen leaf curl and lesser peach tree borer injury on peaches, fire blight and frog eye leaf spot on apple, pythium root rot on cabbage, root knot nematode on cucumber, angular leaf spot on squash, bacterial canker, pythium root rot, and powdery mildew on tomato. So you can see, in regards to vegetable and fruit production, there's a plethora of diseases active already this year. So we can see that the diagnostic labs at the University of Kentucky are staying busy already in May. In addition, insects that cause boring damage, and they include carpenter bees, for example, and we know that carpenter bees chew nice round holes in soft, weathered wood. Now, in some cases, some solitary bees and wasps even create a brood rearing tunnels in soft mortar between bricks. These seem mundane after seeing the handiwork or unknown bright green wasp per bee that has chewed two sets of three holes approximately 18 inches apart in plastic window frames. Not only does the hard surface of the plastic seem to defy insect attack, the smooth surface would hardly be expected to provide a place to land and start a hole. In addition, a number of the insects will take advantage of opening in structures and buildings. Grass-carrying wasps that select tracts of seldom-used sliding glass doors to pack with grass and provisions, their efforts usually remain unnoticed until fall cleaning. In addition to that, mason bees continue to use openings in a door threshold to gain access to a void that provides a protected brood chamber, and the use of insecticide dust followed by a plug that allows drainage is the best way to deal with these types of insects. Now, in regards to carpenter bees, you may have seen those carpenter bee traps at local hardware stores or even had some of your neighbors that tried to create those. Those are very effective, and the key thing is to not use treated or painted wood because these deter the insects and they will continue to approach or create holes in wood that you're trying to save. So if you have any questions on those topics, feel free to give us a call. In addition, this week, tobacco producers are facing a new type of problem as we've seen and diagnosed several burley tobacco transplant samples with frog eye leaf spot. Now, to our researchers' knowledge, we've never had frog eye leaf spot pressure on transplants, and we're starting to really scout for the disease already. Leaf spots were found in multiple greenhouses in multiple counties in south central Kentucky, and so far symptoms appear to be occurring on trays seeded from around late February to mid-March. The incidence of disease is low, 10% or less, and occurring on the oldest leaves that will fall away soon after the plants are set. Now, frog eye spots have a yellow area surrounding a brown ring with a white center. Now, under humid conditions, pinprick size black sporulation is present in the white center. Target spot, alternatively, usually initiates as glossy small lesions that progress to larger spots with concentric rings. Now, these are usually multiple shades of brown with no white center. Both diseases may be more likely near the sidewalls of the greenhouse, and target spot pressure was much higher than frog eye pressure in every greenhouse where frog eye was observed. Now, these recent observations are significant because frog eye has never before been known to occur in such young plants. However, we do not know what role, if any, early infections may play in disease development in the field. Therefore, fungicide recommendations remain consistent since labeled fungicides should have similar effectiveness against both frog eye and target spot. Weekly applications of Manzate Pro Stick, one application of Quadris is labeled in the greenhouse, and then the Quadris application is typically applied at first or second clipping, with Manzate applications to follow on a weekly basis until setting. Other agrochemicals labeled for tobacco, such as streptomycin, Terramaster, and Ritomil, would not be expected to have much activity or effectiveness against fungal leaf spots. And lastly, we've had a lot of questions and the concerns about the planting date conundrum for corn. Early planting favors higher yields, we know that, but that does not guarantee higher yields. Some examples include rushing corn planting when the ground is just dry enough. That creates compaction issues that you won't see until you run the combine through the field. In addition, statewide averages for planting date and yield are not strongly related. That means there's not a correlation between planting earlier and necessarily making more bushels in each field. Planting date is but one of the many yield influencing factors. There are a lot of other issues that are concerned. Now, I know a lot of the producers here in the county and the region are concerned about southern rust since it has played a negative part in yield reduction in the past. But remember that at the end of the day, sticking with your rotation and allowing those agronomic factors of true management practices will allow a higher yield in the end. So if you have any questions about corn planting date, what types of corn to choose, or other issues, feel free to contact any extension office in the local area.